Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's the 2018 Doughboys Holiday Special. Weiger Alone. Starring Nick, Mitchie Two Spoons Weiger. Mike, the Spoon Man Mitchell. The Commissioner, Evan Susser, Michael Mookie Blakelock, John Gabris, Alana the Knife Johnston, Paul Rust, Molasses Boy Alan McLeod, with Yusong and Emma, and introducing Wally and Irma. Musical accompaniment by Yusong Liu. Story by Mike the Spoonman Mitchell and John Hughes. And edited by Emma Erdbrink. All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. This is great. Here we are at Palmerston. We got the entire Doughboys family here for a delicious fast food dinner before we go on our big trip to Estonia and put on a show for the village where Weiger's family comes from. Yep, we got everybody here. We got Yusong, Emma, Commissioner Susser, and hey, look. Hey, everybody. Here comes Nick now.
Hey, buddy. Where's my hot salad?
What?
My hot salad.
What are you talking about?
My hot salad. I specifically requested one salad that I said I wanted hot as hell just for me.
Hey, Weiger, if you want a hot salad, someone's going to have to barf it all up.
You mean like you ate my salad? Is that what you're saying?
Someone's going to have to barf it all up.
The someone is either you or Mitch, and I'm assuming it's you.
It's me.
You ate my hot... Why would you... I mean, you know that's a thing that... You probably don't even like. It's a thing that only I like.
I told him to eat it.
You ate it? So you just ate it just to punish me?
No. I ate it because I was hungry.
Okay. I don't want your barf. I don't want your half-eaten barf.
I'm happy to barf it up.
If
it came across mean, I'm sorry. I'm happy to do a barfing.
It seemed a little aggressive.
No. That's my mistake. I'm happy to barf it up.
He said he's happy to barf it up for you.
I want to barf up the salad.
That's not righting a wrong. I don't want your partially digested.
Oh, what?
Like a bunch of mescaline greens that have been in your
first
stomach.
First of all, how could it be even more hot? It's cooking up in his stomach, first of all.
Great point.
And so now it's an even hotter salad. You're ungrateful, Weiger.
It's not just the temperature.
Hey, I feel bad. Can I give you some money? Can I give you like a few $1,000s? I got to barf it up, though.
You ate a bunch of money?
Just so I could barf it up and give it to you.
You're on a green streak.
Yeah. Money. Hot salads. Perrier's.
Some felt from a poker table?
Yep. That's all I've been eating.
Wow.
I'm weird.
It's a weird diet.
He's the weird guy of the group.
I never thought of him that way. I always thought of him as kind of like a grounded guy with a good head on his shoulders, kind of serving a mediator role.
Well, it's not my fault I got cast as Buzz.
Cast?
Cast? What the hell are you talking about?
Look, if you want some hot salad, you little twerp, someone's going to have to barf it up.
Look, there's multiple Buzzes here. Anyone could have been Buzz. I could have been Buzz, too.
Right.
And if you want some hot salad... Sus is going to have to fucking barf it all up, okay?
You could have been Buzz, but you cast yourself as the one prominent female role in the Home Alone universe.
Why do you keep talking about casting? What's going on here? We're about to go to Estonia to see your village, Weiger,
yeah,
the village you come from.
Yeah, I'm very excited to go there and say hey, buddy, to all the Weigers. But, I don't know. I mean, I would have liked to have a hot salad. You ate it. I guess it wasn't in... act of bad faith, but it does. I am a little upset.
Well, if you want some hot salad, someone's going to have to barf it up.
Yeah, I know. You've made that point at this. I understand.
It's that me. Someone.
You've made it very clear that you ate my hot salad. You were offering to barf it up. I don't want to eat your puke. I don't want... Whoa.
Weiger, what the hell, man? This is... We're having a Christmas holiday fast food dinner before we go on a trip, okay? Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Every religion's covered at this table. We're enjoying ourselves. And you come in here and you give Commissioner Susser, who does so much for the podcast, a hard time? You know what? With all this antisocial behavior, you're just going to have to sleep in the basement with Wally and Irma tonight.
Your cats? But they'll wet the bed.
Yeah, well, you'll probably get the bed all sticky, if you know what I mean. You'll cum the bed.
Yeah, I know. I understood it. You made it very, like, it was, again, it was like someone's going to have to barf it up. I understood it immediately.
You know what I think?
Explain it fully.
I doubt there's a chance that a drop of either of their piss will hit the sheets, if you know what I mean.
I'm going to be drinking?
Yeah, you're a piss freak. What?
That's a part of me? That's a part of my attributes now? I like getting pissed on by cats? All right.
That's right.
If I'm going to want some piss, someone's going to have to barf it all up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Weiger.
Weiger's going to have to barf
up. This time to someone is Weiger.
Fuck, just the thought of barfing up piss is so gross.
Oh, Weiger, just shut up.
Shut up.
Just shut up.
All right, you said it.
Just go, Weiger.
Yeah. You song?
Yeah, get out of here.
Wow.
Yeah, go.
You know what? Look what you did, you little jerk.
Weiger, you're such a disease.
Weiger, you're what the French would call un homme qui aime la salade chaude.
Weiger, you fucking suck.
Weiger, you freak.
Fuck you, Weiger. You're a piece of shit.
Fuck you, Weiger.
Weiger, you're worthless. Oh, that was my internal monologue.
Weiger, you suck.
You know, forget all you guys. You know what? I wish this stupid podcast would just disappear.
Whoa. You keep saying that, Wigs, and it might just come true, okay?
Well, I hope it does come true. I want it to disappear.
You really want it to disappear? You want Commissioner Suss here to disappear? You want me to disappear? You want Yusong to disappear? You want us to all go away?
Yeah, I want all those things to happen. That would be a delight. That would make my life easier.
You just
want to
be alone, like that Twilight Zone episode, just by yourself?
Like the guy with the books?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I wouldn't want to just have books, and I wouldn't want to have my glasses break as some sort of like ironic like monkey paw sort of thing.
Yeah,
so
your glasses
read.
Wouldn't break. You want everyone to go?
I got LASIK, so my vision's pretty good. That specifically,
I don't give a shit about your eyes.
All right,
you got LASIK?
Yeah, I got LASIK.
What? Why did you get LASIK? Do they enhance your vision? Can you see through walls now?
I have 20/20. I have like normal good vision.
Well, get down in the basement. Maybe your dream might just come true.
I wish you guys would just disappear into graves.
The fuck? Oh no! I slept in.
Did the electricity go out?
No, I just slept in. Enough talk. We're going to be late. Yusong, Emma, make sure everyone's accounted for and let's get to the airport.
Okay, got it.
Come on, guys. We're going to make it. Yusong?
I'm sorry. I know with my lean physique, it should seem like I'm a good runner, but I'm not.
You're slower than me, for God's sakes. Let's go.
If you guys could just wait. Okay, all right. Okay, all right.
Yusong, what the hell?
All right, no. I can do it. It's just podcast producing. I sit down a lot.
Hey, do you guys mind if I quickly go into McDonald's and get a, I don't know, maybe a couple double stacks?
No time.
Okay. Hey, no traffic at LAX. God. This is great.
Okay, yeah, this is good. This is good. Definitely. Super glad I'm doing this.
Oh, phew. We just made it. Good work, guys. Okay, Yusong, Emma, you're both up here in first class. Yes, that's right. Of course, the Doughboys bought you first-class tickets. Mm. We are your very generous bosses, after all. Mm. Weiger argued that you guys should be in coach, but I wouldn't have it.
Thanks, Mitch.
Of course. Okay, Emma, do we have all the equipment we need?
Yep, I got the zooms, microphones.
SD cards?
Yep, all the cables, a small jar of indica, a pinner for the layover, a bong.
Emma, I think you're just listing your own stuff right now.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Okay. Hey, Yusong, did you bring everything? Let me see your bag.
No, I don't think we need to.
What the hell? Yusong, your bag is just filled with green tea.
I just like to be prepared.
Prepare? What are you talking about? Prepare for? You didn't even pack any clothes or anything.
Mitch, I'll be fine. I've got my green tea.
God, whatever, you fucking freak. Mm. All right, you'll be fine. Mm. All right, Wally and Irma have their cat sitter back at Palmerston. I can't stop thinking that I forgot about something. My Doughboy shirt? Well, I'm wearing it. My one flannel shirt? Well, I'm wearing that too. My Pat's hat? It's on my head. Well, that's everything, right? Wait a minute. Weiger!
Hello? Hello? Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Hey, where is everyone? They're all gone. I made my podcast disappear. I made my podcast disappear! Oh, this is the best day of my life. I'm completely alone in Mitch's apartment. Now I can play Smash Brothers single player without my podcast to bother me. Ooh, I can listen to my favorite song, White Noise. Ah, boy. Now that I'm all alone, time for my favorite. A big salad from Little Nero's. Just the way I like it. Hot. Piping hot. Wow, that must be it. That was fast.
Hello, one hot salad for Wally and Irma.
It's me, Mario.
Order says Wally, not Mario.
I'm gonna win.
Look, there's no reason to get angry here, man.
Let's go.
Hey, wait a minute. That's not a person talking. That's recorded sounds from Mario. Look, are you just home alone?
I'll level with you. It's not a me, Mario. It's a me, Weiger. But look, did you really think anyone would leave me home alone? I'm an adult man.
First of all, you say Weiger like I know you.
Well, I guess.
I don't know who you are. I'm just delivering a pizza, or I guess a salad in this case. And what are you, like 50 years old? I think it's okay to be home alone.
I'm 38. It's a reasonable age. 50 is a reasonable age. If it was 50, it would be fine. But I'm 38. I'm not 50. If anything, I look young.
How many
for
years
38.
In a row did you turn 38?
Okay, I'm not reenacting the same birthday over and over again because I've been dying my age. I'm confident about the year I was born.
Look, it doesn't matter. Do you want your hot salad? Let me take it out of the hot box here. Ooh, it's really hot on my hands. Will you take it.
Well, I look at my lips with this hot salad.
By the way, I'm not allowed to spend a lot of time talking to our customers, but you had called and said that you wanted us to put the salad in the 500-degree pizza oven.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Until it was charred like a thin crust.
Yeah, Little Nero's usually does that for me all the time. It's my regular order.
And I don't know why you're saying Little Nero's. This is Little Caesar's. You called up and said, hey, is this Little Nero's? We said no, and then you just proceeded to order. I mean, luckily we had what you wanted, but just... Well, I don't know if you made us into some generic fictional pizza place in your mind. I mean, again, it's not really my job to pry. Like, I could just leave and deliver other pizzas now, but you fascinate me.
Well,
58-year-old man.
All right, you just added 8 years to your 50-year-old.
You said
estimate.
58 before, right?
I said 38.
Oh, I could have sworn you said 58.
I'm not 58.
You say numbers, and then I look at you, and it's like, well, it has to be at least 50. And then I heard 8.
Again, I get carded all the time. I feel like I look like I'm a youthful 38. So, you know, maybe that's your
I used to work at a
biases.
Bar and they said you have to card anyone that doesn't look like your grandparents.
Okay, well.
And even in your case, I might not card you.
All right, I'm no sure offense, I don't look like your grandfather. That's a hyperbole.
My grandfather had my mom when she was really young.
Okay,
when
so
he,
I look
when
like
he was really young.
So he looked like a young grandpa. That's fine.
Yeah. He looked like a Johnny Knoxville in bad grandpa makeup grandpa. That young sounds, and youthful and skinny, but, you know, wrinkly and stuff.
Right,
I don't
right.
know if you can, you've seen that movie, but
I have seen Bad Grandpa. I have seen. No, I, yeah, wait, is that the one with De Niro and Aubrey Plaza?
No, that's Dirty Grandpa, you idiot.
Oh, that's the one I saw. Dirty Grandpa. I didn't see Bad Grandpa. That was like more of like a stunt movie, right? It was like kind of like they were going around doing pranks.
Hey man, I'm a pizza delivery guy. What do I look like? A movie executive?
I don't know. You were taught. You brought.
I got
up the
other
movie.
Pizzas to deliver.
It was your reference. I figured you'd know what happened in the movie.
What I have to? A pizza guy's not allowed to throw. Just because I make minimum wage, I'm not allowed to throw out a reference and then not be harassed by you.
I'm not harassing you.
Hey, your salad's getting cold.
All right, give me my hot salad.
I already set it down on the floor. Pick it up, you little bitch.
What kind of services? I expect better from Little Nero's.
All right. Can I have a tip?
No. Yes, I will always tip 20% as a baseline because you never know if a service employee is having a bad day.
Can I have 25?
Yeah, okay. I'll give you 25%.
Can I have 30?
I'm going to draw the line at 25%. I feel 28. Like that's 25 is already a very generous.
27 and a half.
25% is a very generous tip.
27. That's as low as I'll go.
I'll give you a 27% tip.
Nice. Oh, no, well, $27.
You want a $27 tip?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you did charge me $100 to heat up the salad, so mm-hmm. It does work out to 27%.
That's pizzas that we couldn't have in the oven.
Right.
And that's revenue that we lose.
So it shut down production for a while.
Yeah.
You guys had to stop down for like 30
Plus
minutes.
Plus the first one we put in caught on fire. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, we had to put it out.
Yeah, I'm remembering
someone
now.
Someone died? Yeah, someone died in the fire.
I don't believe that someone died in
yeah,
the pizza.
Yeah, one of our prep cooks died in the fire.
No one died because you had to put
all right,
a, you had
watch
to heat
the
up
news
a salad.
Tomorrow. You'll see.
I will watch it. I'll watch the morning news tomorrow.
Yeah, what do you get up at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, I get up early. I'm an early riser.
Yeah.
Is that like an old guy crack? Are you saying like I'm elderly because I get up early in
no,
the morning?
No, I think most 58-year-olds should get up at a reasonable hour.
Okay, again, I'm 38. I'm not like the dirty grandpa or whichever one you mentioned. I'll just give me my hot salad. Here's your $27.
Nice.
Good day to you, sir.
All right, thanks. Oh, and hey, one more thing. When I got here, why didn't you just answer the door? Why did you feel the need to play a recorded voice? Like, were you scared of me or something? What was going on?
Yeah, look, I have some issues with anxiety related to social interactions, particularly with people I don't know. Just, you know, I'm always worried about making a weird impression, so I figured I could avoid eye contact and having to say words to you by just using my pal Mario and his recorded recitations, which everyone seems to love. Everyone seems to love that actor whose name I can't find right now. Everyone seems to love Mario's sounds. Everyone seems to love his vocalizations. I figured if you heard that coming from the door, maybe you'd love me.
Wow.
Charles Martinet, that's the name of the actor. Yeah, can I close the door and play this Mario Yahoo sound?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. We're
all
finally
right,
on the same
page. All right,
you
have a great night, and Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas to you, pizza guy.
Yahoo!
I can't believe we left Weiger home alone. God, he's in my house. Might be touching my stuff, or creeping out Wally and Irma. Probably making coffee with extra cream, if you catch my drift. This is terrible. Yusung, I thought you got a head count.
I did. I counted everyone.
Yusung, you fucked up.
I did nothing wrong.
You know what? Maybe when you were counting heads, you accidentally just counted, I don't know, my laptop as Weiger. No.
I don't mistake laptops for human beings.
Not even Weiger. They both are the same. Cold, mechanical.
Square frame, MacBook logo. Yeah. I think there could have been, I don't know, Mitch.
You know what? Maybe, you know, Jared from Subway, he was released from prison. Maybe he walked by the van and you accidentally counted his head as Weiger. They look the same. They act the same.
Huh. I think you're right. I think that's exactly what happened.
Huh. All right, well, look, no matter what happened, I can't fire you till we're back in L.A. anyway, so just book me the next available flight back to Weiger, all right? You song?
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
There it is, Palmerston Place. You were right. You can follow the smell. The doughboys are out of town. Now's the perfect time to rob them.
All that Patreon money there with nobody guarding it except Wally and Irma, the duds.
Yeah, but who cares about the money? If we take away Mitch and Nick's income, maybe they'll leave comedy and L.A. forever.
Everybody's one true dream. We'll be heroes!
It's easy. All we have to do is open the door that Mitch leaves unlocked with the address listed on most of his podcasts.
That's right. Desperate for guests to come, and nobody does.
Oh, here, look. This must be the house because there's the bucket where strangers leave food that Mitch eats.
You could tell this is a house because it's a literal dump. A turd sitting on property.
Oh, man. I guess we have different definitions of the word literal, knife.
Yo, thanks. Okay, let's take a look. What are we working with here?
All right, so the windows obviously have newspaper over them to prevent any light from getting in, because that would be something that the human body needs, and Mitch, of course, does not let any of that touch his body.
And boy, does it show in that blue-ass skin. All right, what
else?
He
does look like raw chicken,
right?
He's
a little raw. He's a little raw.
All right, knife, all we need is something to kind of wedge in here into the door jamb. Do you have anything?
Might I suggest... a knife.
Oh, shit. Her namesake. You carry it with you?
Thanks.
You're welcome. It was a question, but if you say thanks, that works.
Okay, let's see what else we got here.
Okay, we should be careful when we go in there. I can already sense that there's a stack of jizzed up paper towels on the other side of this door.
Things are feeling a little sticky.
Wait. We're supposed to be the wet bandits.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to be the sticky bandits once we get inside there?
Let's get back to this.
We're the wet and hard bandits.
Yeah, we are wet and hard.
Of course, the knife is hard and I'm wet as hell.
Yeah, that's right. You know what else is wet? This floor. Piss stained. You can tell where he's been walking. Just follow the trail of Tiny Pee-Pee.
He's like walking around naked with his little pecker dripping slow piss and pre-cum all over the floor. Oh, poor Wally and Irma are like lightheaded from lapping at the hardwood floor.
That's right. You know he's got a little tiny dong because it's tiny drops.
Wait. Oh, no. This is just Wally. Where's Irma? Oh, my God. Don't tell me that flat piece of fur in the bed is Irma.
Oh, my God. He sat on her.
He rolled over on Irma.
He killed her. Killed her dead.
Oh, no. When he gets back from Boston in 48 days, he's going to find out and be furious.
Also, who the fuck goes to Boston for 48 days?
Someone who has, you know, fucking weird relationship with their mother.
Yeah, good call. Wouldn't even dream of it. All right, wait a second.
Here it is, an unmarked amount of money. It must be their monthly Patreon nut. They refuse to give the amount.
And it seems like the entire inside is guarded with a bunch of cans, but they're not even strung up in a way that they'd fall on you. They're
just
placed around the house.
These are Diet Cokes, oh, and then Cokes, and then Coke Extra. Oh, he must have been really going through it.
Yeah, and they're all 2-liter cans, which is a new thing, I guess.
They look small in his hands, so he feels good.
All right, seems like it all checks out.
Yep, we looked in every single window, and it was as horrifying as we thought. This is the new Los Feliz murder house. Let's come back, though, under the cover of night and really rob the place.
Yeah, what do you want to do in the meantime?
I think we should go get sandwiches, because sandwiches are both an Italian and an Arabic thing.
Yeah, if only there was a place I could get more information about sandwiches from.
Let's go get sandwiches. You know, because they're not just for Jews anymore.
That's right. They're open ethnicity, and anyone who doesn't admit that is committing a hate crime.
There's such thing as pro-Semitism.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Wait for me. I'm a little slower than you.
I overheard everything. Those burglars didn't expect anyone to be home. they also probably didn't expect for whoever was home to be sitting silently in a chair, not doing anything, staring into space, reflecting, listening, plotting, occasionally practicing deep bends from the waist. Well, if these burglars try to break in here, they're going to get more than they bargained for. This is Mitch's house, and more importantly, the studio where we record Doughboy's lucrative Patreon episodes. It brings in an amount of money that only Spencer Crittenden and I know. I have to defend it at all costs.
Hey, thanks for giving me a ride from Quincy to L.A. I was over in Estonia, but I accidentally left my podcasting partner back in L.A. I was flying back to see him, but decided to spend a couple days in Quincy in between, and then I was having too much fun. I kind of forgot about him and to book a flight back to L.A., and so they were all sold out, so here I am.
Oh, cool, cool. I get it. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I'm actually going back west to reunite with my bandmate.
Oh, hey, music. We're both in Audible Sound Entertainment, huh?
Ah, that's right. You put that together pretty quickly.
Thank you.
You're sharp. That we are. Well, you know what? It takes equal talent to start a podcast as it does to learn multiple instruments and write and perform songs, I guess.
Indeed. Hey, by the way, thanks for picking up a complete stranger and driving them back across the country.
Oh, sure. You know, I rarely pick up hitchhikers, but you had such a nice thumb sticking out there. So well manicured.
My mother always told me, take care of your thumb first and let the rest fall into place.
My mother said the same thing. Oh, if only each of our mothers could have taken a bit of time to have it rhyme. Maybe would have been a little bit more effective. And
my mom also said, rhyme, rhyme, there is no time.
You're funny, man. I'm glad I picked you up. You're cracking me up, yeah. Dude.
This is going to be a fun trip, I think.
Yeah. So I'm going to L.A. as well.
Oh, cool. What's going on over there?
I'm meeting up with Cassidy.
Oh, Cassidy?
Yeah. What, you want me to...
I want you to tell me more about this Cassidy.
Oh. I was like, you want his full name and birth date?
If you don't mind.
Oh, yes. Michael Daniel Cassidy. Birthday's May 23rd, 1980.
I think that sounds right.
Cassidy is my bandmate. He's awesome. One of my best friends.
Oh, well, that sounds nice. I don't think my podcast partner would ever call me his best friend.
Really?
Yeah, I honestly don't even know if he has a single friend. And I definitely wouldn't call him my best friend. But you know what? I messed up really bad. I left him home alone.
You left him home? Oh, sorry. I just got to make this turn here. So I just want to concentrate. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to be rude. I just like it's. I got to pay attention here for a moment just so I don't fuck this up. Okay. Cool. Okay. I'm sorry. You said he was home alone? You left him home alone? I'm sorry, man. I was listening.
I left him home alone. All by himself.
Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever messed up like that ever in your life? Have you ever left your bandmate home alone? You ever done anything bad to your bandmate?
Well, yeah. Actually, something really terrible happened once.
Oh, no.
Cassidy took my bass, and he was playing, and he broke one of my bass strings. It got me so frustrated. I told him. I'll never forgive myself for what I told him.
Oh my God! Did you?
I said I needed to get fresh air, and I walked outside for a few seconds. I came back in and we hugged after, but it got horrid.
You really are a singer. Wow. Well, do you ever do anything like, I don't know, do you ever tell him that you hoped that he'd die and that when he did that you wouldn't go to his funeral? And then when he asked you if you were serious, you said yes, and then also you were serious? Because I've done that to my podcasting partner.
No, I you have?
Yes, I've done that to Nick almost every day.
Oh, my goodness.
I do hope he'd die.
Don't say that. Never say that.
The world would be a better place without him. I don't know.
What if you have powers that would make him die?
Good riddance, I say.
Hmm. Who are you, Billy Joe Armstrong? Look.
I hope we're having... You know what? I hope you're having the time of your life.
I did when I watched this penultimate episode of Seinfeld. Watching them all hug. God, that's what that show was all about. Anyway.
You know what I liked?
Personal 20-year gripes aside.
You know what I liked? Kramer's apology on Letterman. When Seinfeld said, let him talk, let him talk.
I loved Kramer's in-character apology on Letterman. And Jerry Seinfeld, when he in-character said, let him talk, let him talk. It's not funny.
I remember on that Letterman episode, they set up a door, the door entrance to Seinfeld's apartment. And during Letterman's monologue, Kramer busted through it. And then he gave his apology, as we both know.
Yeah, I think that's sort of what threw the audience off. Of course you're going to start laughing when you see that goofball slide in. You're primed to. It's you know, it's like a Pavlovian thing.
I'm just...
Doggy hears bell. He goes drool. Kramer slides through door. We go, he roar. I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to distract me from your Weiger problems, your podcasting partner. Nice try.
They're bumming me out. What can
Look,
I say?
We're getting you home to Weiger in no time. And you know what? I think in order to have a little power, I see my gas is heading on empty. But it's powered by song, my boy.
It's powered by song?
Yes, and maybe we need to sing a Christmas song to cheer you up.
Oh, I would love that.
You seem to have a little mistletoe in your jolly shorts.
You know, you remind me of Dennis Miller a lot. Both here and before when you said that Kramer makes
you know
the crowd.
What? I get confused for two Dennises. Dennis Miller.
Dennis the Menace?
Three Dennises. Dennis Miller, Dennis the Menace, and hello, Dennis Cooverman from I Love You, Beth Cooper.
I see it.
Yeah, you see it. Well, what do you say? Do you want to sing a song?
I would love to sing a song. Oh, Christmas. Oh, Christmas.
Christmas time is here.
You put up your wreath, then you grab a cold beer,
what will I look at next week? A new calendar.
The dates will change, but we'll be the same.
The dates will change, but we'll be the same.
We'll watch the tree wither and die, its needles will fall, and I will cry.
The tree is turning brown and dry.
It looks like a log of shit.
Yes, that beautiful Christmas tree now looks like a log. Oh, shit.
I might as well keep it up.
You might as well flush it down the can.
That would cause a backup, and I'd have to shit in garbage cans. I think I'll keep it up till Halloween.
Yes, for the children.
For the children. I'll have children this year and keep it up for Halloween.
And by that point, it will be black. Tim Burton black.
Tim Burton made us movie.
Tim Burton made us a movie. Tim Burton made us a movie.
About
Mars.
Christmas. And Halloween.
and Mars too.
Wow. That really, really, really cheered me up.
It really cheered me up too. So much so, the car is flying. Whoa!
We'll be back in LA in seconds.
Seconds.
This is it. Hey, thanks for the ride, Paul.
Hey, no problem. Here, let me just get this in the park before you get out. Initiated hydraulic system. Hydro. Spoon Man.
Hey, can I just ask you quickly before I step out?
Yeah.
I'm at the house.
Yep.
But I just want to know, why did you make all those sounds with your mouth?
Thank you for sitting there and making direct eye contact with me during all that.
Your car didn't make any of those noises.
No, that was all me. Well,
Do you have to do that for the car?
I knew if there was going to be any point that I had you, mm-hmm. it would be at the end of this trip when you most owed me for driving, and you wouldn't walk out on me. And man, I'm testing out new noises, and so I needed an honest response. I got it. It sucked. So thank you very Merry Christmas to me, the dumb asshole.
No. I think that if Michael Winslow saw what you just did, he'd jump off a fucking bridge. He'd kill himself because he'd know that he could never top it.
Yeah, well, anytime somebody makes a noise, Michael Winslow's name doesn't have to come up. Okay, there can be conversations about human beings making noises where that hack doesn't get his name mentioned, okay? He's successful because he... It mainstreams noises. I can't get into it, all right? But there's a loyal group of us merry sound makers that focus entirely on a car being put into park. I'm sorry, I'm keeping you. Get out of here, you rascal, and go kiss Weiger for me.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. Hey, good luck with your band. See you, Paul. Bye.
My band? What?
Bye.
What? My band? What was he talking about with my band? I didn't say anything about a band. That was so weird. And I never even told him I was a ghost. Did I? Did I mention I was a ghost? I must have. I probably just said at the very beginning. I was like, hey, I'm a ghost. But then why would he have talked to me like, I didn't say I was a ghost. Ah, fuck, whatever.
Hey, I just want to say bye still.
Oh, I didn't let you out.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. One last sound. Ping.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, the door opened.
The door opened. All right, see you later. I'm sorry about how you're a ghost. I overheard you talking to yourself.
Yeah, are we going to make this a whole Act 5 production?
No, I'm good. Bye. See you. Nick's in there.
Mitch, did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? You know, before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about 10 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for more than 15 subscriptions each and every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about.
Wow. Wags, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Doughboys Patreon, the Doughboys Double, bye-bye.
Mitch, I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you themselves, Wags.
Wow. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
Wow.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/doughboys.
Do it. Today's episode of Doughboys is brought to you by Helix. Wags, I've had a Helix mattress now for 6 years, maybe 7 years.
Wow.
It's been a while. It was pre-pandemic, I know that much.
Man.
I know. And you know what? My sleep has greatly improved. I love my Helix mattress. It's like a cloud. Wally and Irma sleep in there together. They love it. They don't want to leave the bed.
Cute.
I don't want to leave the bed. Probably bad for you. You know what? Anytime I'm late here, blame it on Helix.
Wow.
I'm sleeping away.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, Wags, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. Models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, which is a problem for me. I heat up.
Problem for me, too. And if your spine needs some extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design, combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It's the perfect combination of comfort and support.
Wags, I took the Helix Sleep Quiz, and I was matched with a Moonlight Lux mattress because I wanted something that felt nice and soft, just like me.
Wow. And not only is the mattress the best you've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy, as you were telling me. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box and straight to your door for free.
You know what? Ross Kimball helped me set it up. Good guy, Ross.
Shout out to Ross. Plus, Helix mattresses all come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on the model.
And now Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/doughboys and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Helix Partner 20.
Hey, Mitch, this ever happened to you? You walk into a store, and you're like, oh, I'm going to get myself a bottle of wine. What the hell do I get?
Wags, it happens to me all the time. I get wine anxiety. I don't know what the hell to do.
That's why I love our next sponsor, Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a box of the market's best quality wines however often you'd like for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores.
How do they do it? Naked Wines connects winemakers and wine drinkers directly, allowing for vineyard-to-your-door delivery at up to 60% off what you would pay in store. By cutting out the traditional retail middlemen, costs, and markups, winemakers can pass those savings on to you without skimping on quality.
As a result, you'll get exclusive access to hundreds of top-quality, award-winning wines at huge savings, making Naked Wines perfect for any type of wine drinker.
Wags, I got sent a box of Naked Wines, and you know what? It was delightful. I had a few people over the Oscars. I was popping reds, popping whites. Everyone was satisfied.
Yeah, you know, they sent over a Chablis, they sent over a nice Burgundy, they sent over a Chardonnay, sent over a Cab Franc, they were all winners for me. Me, I personally like the Cab Sauvignon they sent over. The wine is so good, and it's such a good deal.
They told me they were sending over a Burgundy, and I said, uh-oh. You ever see Anchorman?
Yeah, you worried it was Ron Burgundy, but no, it was the wine. Naked Wines has been around for over 10 years and funds over 90 independent winemakers. With no commitments or membership fees, you can enjoy Naked Wines hassle-free. And the best part, every bottle is a passion product from an independent winemaker, so you are literally making an independent winemaker's dream come true.
Wow. So head to nakedwines.com/doughboys and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website and put in doughboys for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included.
That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. That's nakedwines.com/doughboys and use the code and password doughboys and grab 6 bottles for just $39.99.
One last time, that's nakedwines.com/doughboys, code and password doughboys for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Do it.
Yep, this is it up here on the right.
Great memory.
Yeah, I know. Let's give that guy 4 stars. He stunk.
Yeah, this guy was reeking it up.
All right, here we go.
All right, so we just walk right in, doors unlocked.
Oh, man, I can't imagine Mitch going up this one step every night. It must be exhausting for him.
Yeah, and it seems like it's the only results he's getting from his personal trainer.
Hey, I appreciate the fat jokes. Since you're my friend, it's like, you know, I'm your fat friend. You can use fat jokes whenever you want. Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and you're really chill like that. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, the knife.
I appreciate you not being jealous of my perfect and thin proportional body.
I'm not jealous of it as much as I want it.
Nice.
For display. All right, let's get in here. Enough before I get me too'd by my own criminal partner.
Surprise, guys. You brigands.
What?
I thought you said no one was going to be home.
Turn on a light. Is this Wiker? Is that you in here?
This is Palmerston. I have to defend it.
Yeah, man, we know where we are. We just walked up here.
Wait a minute. What is all this shit?
Yeah, did you like set a bunch of traps?
Oh my God, he did.
I set up some traps.
Well, wait, first of all, is this pile of toys supposed to like trip us or hurt our feet? What are these yellow things for kids anyway?
Yeah.
Is this Pikachus or some shit?
Oh, they're not Pikachus. Those are minions.
Did you just have these?
I brought them with me.
There's a ton of them, and they're all in their original packaging.
Yeah, like you just had these at home?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to take Dave or Stuart or Jerry out of the packaging. I want these guys mitten box. Look, the idea was that you'd come in here, you'd see the minions, you'd be so distracted by the how fun they are that you just end up playing with them instead of robbing Mitch's place.
In the boxes?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I like to do. I mean, that's like, I feel like a lot of kids appreciate toys on that level. You just kind of have them to look at.
And just have them, like, face each other and talk?
I don't think you understand kids at all, and I don't want you learning more about them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what about this trap?
Yeah, what, this is milk and cookies. What is this?
All right. These cookies have a lot of butter in them, and that milk is full fat, like whole milk. The idea is you combine the two, you have yourself a little sweet treat, and then you're going to be, you're going to have the rumblies all night. You're not going to be able to do anything.
You think I won't diarrhea all over this dump?
I would not shit in this bathroom here. I would not touch the toilet seat.
You
trust? Have you seen Mitch's like clothes? Do you trust his toilet seat to be clean?
No, you know what? You're right. Let's not eat the cookies and then dump later in our clean apartment.
Yeah, the apartment that the knife and I share has the coolest toilet. We have two toilets facing each other so we can sit in the morning and catch up while we fucking spray shit.
Yeah, Walker, if you didn't suck so much, we'd invite you over.
I mean, I come hang out if you guys...
Weiger, what's up with this, like, 9-inch sub that's super thick? Oh, my God. You just ate the whole thing all the way down your throat? Jesus Christ.
Dude, are you okay?
You just held that between your thighs and then ate the whole thing down to the heel in one bite.
Yeah, that wasn't
so much pastrami.
That wasn't a trap. That was just my meal. I just got hungry.
So wait, you set a bunch of traps here, went and got a meal, and decided to eat it when we arrived.
Well, you guys were talking to each other. I figure I had an opening to
You ate
have
it
my
pretty
dinner.
Performatively. It felt as though he was waiting for an audience to demonstrate both the depth of his throat and the flexibility of his lumbar.
Like, just to clarify, none of your traps have gone off, but you for sure took the time to eat that sandwich.
Now, I don't know what this trap is. It's a belt hanging from the pole in the closet with like a loop on the end. Is this what kind of trap is this?
Am I supposed to hang myself? Yeah.
Am I supposed to accidentally slip in this, or is this from something else?
Look, I'll admit I didn't set this one up. This was already here. If you'll notice over here, Mitch has like started a suicide note, but he just like hasn't finished it.
Yeah, so for
why does he address a suicide note, dear Santa?
It's weird. I think he doesn't quite get the spirit of a suicide note. Also, if you check the date is like March 16th, 2017. He's been working on this for a while.
Yeah, he's this game, he's all over the place. He's cut out magazine letters. Like, it's if he signs his own name, they're going to know it doesn't matter what. He doesn't have to hide his handwriting.
There's like a drawing of like a gun with a saw on it that says like the ultimate weapon. It's just like you thought it was like a cool thing to draw. I don't know what's going on.
And I don't know, is this a trap? It's a human-sized turd in a kitty litter box.
Yeah, man. And I can't find these cats anywhere except for that dead one in the bed.
There's the formerly Irma, currently a pelt, lying in the bed.
Look, guys, I do have one more trap I'd like to show you.
Uh-oh. Let's take a look.
Yeah, I'd love to see what this is.
It's a PlayStation 4 that hasn't been updated. If you want to play it, you're going to have to spend hours downloading the system update.
Okay.
I mean, I guess.
Jesus Christ.
These are a lot of explanations.
I would imagine trying to use anything in Mitch's apartment requires 4 hours of updating or at least bleaching before you touch it.
Yeah,
or use
man.
It.
We're sitting at a glass table that's on Greek columns, for God's sake.
Yeah, I'd rather.
This guy needs an update.
It is interesting that we decided to take this interaction to this glass table and sit down and have a conversation.
Well, there's the only way for us to be recorded so we can
that's
have
true.
This conversation.
Besides, I had to walk up that one step. I'm exhausted. I get it now.
Yeah, I get gas from that step. It's a big step up. I don't know how Mitch does it.
It's hard not to fart because you stretch so much when you take that.
Right.
Did you say you get gas?
Or I
you...
get gassed.
Oh,
gassed.
Gassed. Okay, that makes
like
more
exhausted.
Sense. Oh, I always fart because it's a big step and it kind of spreads my cheeks in a way.
He literally tooted his way in.
That's why I let the knife go first, hoping she would toot. All right, let's get out of here. This is fucking depressing. You guys,
it's fucking stupid as all hell, dude.
Do you guys don't want to like hang out and watch a movie or something?
Why?
Or?
It's only going to take you 4 hours to upload it.
Yeah, and I know what movie you're going to pick based on all your toys, the fact that you're wearing a yellow hat and steampunk goggles right now.
Air Bud Golden Receiver.
That was my guess as well.
No question about it.
Ovs. All right, the knife. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Wait, what about the Patreon money?
Oh, shit, right. We want that Patreon money. Then we could reveal to the handbook guys how much it is.
Something everybody's been dying to know.
This is for nobody. Grab him.
Get it!
You're so lean since the half marathon.
Yeah, I dropped a good amount of weight just prepping for it. I was, you know, kind of like, I kind of did paleo, I was messing around with paleo for a little bit.
God, you're surprisingly strong. You fight with
me. Hey, get off me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to grab you.
Ow,
I was trying to grab Nick.
All right. Ow.
Doing.
Wow. Old man molasses. The old fuck from across the street. You saved my life and knocked out the knife and Gabrus with your shovel. But why?
Well, you remind me of my granddaughter.
Really? What's she like?
Kind of introverted. Keeps to herself, you know. Awkward. Can go down on herself.
All right. Okay. I see what you're saying here. It does sound just like me. I'm sorry. I've always thought of you as a weird old creep.
It's cool. I think of you as a weird old creep, too.
Guess we're peas in a pod. Just a couple of peas in a pod. Two weird old peas in a pod.
Normal peas in a pod.
Normal peas in a pod.
Two normal peas in a pod.
Hey, I gotta ask, fellow pea.
Yes, Mr. Pea.
Why do you carry around that shovel and pail? Oh, sorry. Shovel and pail. The V was missing. It kind of freaks people out.
I prefer to call it a shovel.
Oh, you do call it a shovel.
It's
okay.
The French pronunciation.
Oh, so that wasn't a typo. That's what you call it.
Where I learned a shovel.
A shovel. Okay. Well, why do you carry around that shovel and pail?
Well, it clearly comes in handy to knock out robbers, but It's to shovel molasses, of course.
Shovel molasses? Shovel it where?
Wherever it may need to be shoveled.
Did not clear things up. What do you, wherever it may need to be shoveled? Like you just got like molasses just like lying around?
Does it need to be shoveled your way over to your house?
I don't need molasses. I definitely don't need molasses here.
I can do it for you.
Mitch, I mean, if you're talking about Mitch's place, but this is Mitch's place, not my place, he definitely does not need more like just like weird goo in here.
I don't see any molasses goo. I see cummy white cum and jizzy white jizz, but no golden slolden molasses.
I'm just going to say, like, there are cats that live here. Don't put more molasses inside.
They'll be sticky with molasses when I'm through.
I just don't think that's a good idea. I would say, like, molasses maybe keep it in, like, a barrel or a bucket or something. I just don't think you should have it just out on someone's hardwood floor.
I do keep it in barrels right in my truck. I'll go pull it around.
Oh, don't you know what?
Dump away.
You know what? Don't worry about the molasses
the
right now.
The ooze is slowest at first. Then it starts to flow. And that's when the molasses kicks in.
Look, old man molasses old man.
Yes?
I think just put the molasses aside for a second because clearly you're fixated on it. I'm realizing we have something else we have to attend to.
Okay.
These two rogues who tried to rob Palmerston, they're dead. You murdered them. I do know how to dispose of a corpse, but I'm just like, do you want me to help you with that? Like, do you want me to use my expertise to dissolve these corpses?
Do you know how to
corpse?
Use a bone saw?
Yeah, I know how to use a bone saw. What kind of question is that?
Sorry, yeah, you don't seem like a normal person to me, so I didn't think you might know how to use a bone saw.
I know
like
how to use a bone
people.
Saw. I also
We're
have my home
people.
Address
we
memorized because I'm a normal man.
Sure.
And know these normal things.
What's your home address?
I would never say my home address on a podcast. You think I'm an idiot?
You can't prove that you know it.
Then. I know my home address. I'm just going to say it out loud on something that's being recorded that thousands of people are going to listen to.
I'll
what kind
bring
of
you
idiot
some molasses.
Would disclose their home address?
Someone
on a podcast.
Who wants molasses.
Well, I don't want your molasses. What we need to do is we need to get these bodies out into the woods. We need to dig dig a hole for each of them that is about 12 feet deep. We need some lime
what
from the
happened
hardware
to
store.
6 feet deep? Ugh, what's going on with the kids of today?
Here's the
In
thing
my
about
day, it was 6 feet.
The thing about
under.
6 feet is that the corpse sniffing dogs know to look for 6 feet. Like that's what they know the threshold is. So you have to go a little deeper now.
Who are these corpse sniffing dogs?
Aren't you? Don't you I know mean, how the these forensics
day,
departments work?
I don't watch any of that TV.
Not
to
even
know that.
Not even NCIS New Orleans?
Sure, I watched that one.
Okay, well, that one's got a lot of that sort of stuff. Bosch, you ever check out Bosch?
Oh, sure, I watch Bosch, but that's it. And I don't make it all the way through sometimes. So I have molasses to mix up in the garage.
Got it. You don't make it all the way through a Bosch episode. Probably like the third act is when they're doing a lot of the detective work where they're figuring out who did the crime. Maybe you're missing.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay, I understand when you explain it like that. We just need to get these corpses out of here, or else I'm gonna be an accomplice after the fact at this point.
I have an idea. We put them in one of my barrels.
Put them in the molasses?
It'll be our little molasses.
You know what, molasses old man?
Yeah?
You may be old.
Mm-hmm.
And you may like molasses, but that brain of yours is like a young boy's brain.
Like it's, okay, you
it's
know,
very active and thought like it's sharp.
Okay, Weiger. Well, anyway, I gotta go here soon. So if you need some help, I can do it now.
Let's get these corpses up into those molasses vats, and they'll never be found.
Okay, sure. Here we go.
That's one
wet corpse.
The second one, can we just pour molasses over this one instead of trying to get it
I just think it might be a little bit of a challenge to get it in the barrel.
I suppose so.
Let's kind of pour some molasses on this one.
Okay, here we got to lift the barrel. Gagoosh.
When that is that. Molasses old man.
Yeah?
Thank you for everything you've done for me. Thank you for teaching me the spirit of Christmas. And thank you for saving my friend Mitch and his place and the Doughboys Patreon.
Oh, is that what this was all about?
Yeah, it's like a money thing.
Is it mentioned earlier?
Yeah, we set up earlier. Yeah, it's mentioned. I mean, it's... What do you mean? Do you mean earlier? Like earlier tonight? Was it mentioned earlier? Yeah, I said it earlier tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Right. Long tongue.
All right, get out of here. I'll take it from here.
Okay, bye. That's my butt.
Thank you, molasses old man. Thank you so much. Oh, man. Mitch is going to be home any second. I got to clean up. Well, that was quick. I mean, it makes sense. I had a very efficient plan that I executed correctly. Now, what to do with all this time I have on my hands? Maybe a little dinner for one if you catch my drift.
Weiger? Weiger!
Hey, Mitch, you're back. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Wise. What are you doing in here?
Just cleaning up, just tidying up the place, getting everything in order.
Okay. Look, Nick, I'm sorry I left you behind. I got so... The way things go with me with Doughboys, I get so caught up in planning and doing everything for the show.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds right.
That I just completely forgot about you and I left you here alone in Palmerston.
It was actually kind of nice, you know. Nally thought I was out of town, so... I mean, I like my wife. I love my wife.
But you like? You said like?
I love my wife.
Okay.
I was saying not saying like I only like my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying like I like my wife, but also she thought I was out of town, and so I was just at your place hanging out, and I was just like, all I can do is just like play. I just get to play video games.
Yeah, you know what? This brings up a good point. Why didn't you just go home to your home in Santa Monica?
I guess I could have just gone home.
Yeah, you should have.
You know what it was is that we were in here, and I was worried about the Doughboys Patreon fortune.
Oh.
I think that's our justification for why I didn't go home.
That's our justification?
Yeah, I think that's the story reason why I couldn't go home.
The story reason? What the fuck are you talking about?
In the story
about?
Of our lives, that's the reason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I should have just gone home.
Look, Nick, I liked that you stayed here. You know what? You're my friend.
Mitch, I... learned a lot staying here by myself. And I gotta say, you're my friend, too.
You know, honestly, I just came back. I really missed Wally and Irma.
Oh, yeah, it's good that you just came back because you missed Wally and Irma. I didn't miss you either. It wasn't about you at all.
Nick, you're like a third Wally and Irma to me.
It's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
That's right. And Irma, who is not dead and flattened on my bed... she's doing just great.
Oh, you can't even handle that like in a joke sense? Like you need to like make sure that that's explained, this fake thing we're doing?
Excuse me?
You can't, you have to.
Why do you keep referring to this as some sort of story?
I'm just saying like you're like humorless about like the health and safety of your cats.
I thought it was a fun ending where Irma is safe.
You know what? Irma is okay. You're absolutely right. And I'm glad that that worked out. I'm glad that she didn't get sat on.
Hey, Nick, this is Paul. He gave me a ride home.
Hey, buddy.
Nick. Hey. So, gosh, what was it like to be home alone?
Well, there's a lot I can tell you, but even better than that, there's a lot I can sing you. When you're home,
alone. There's not much for you to do when you're home alone. Often you just feel like number two. It's a bummer to have nobody around. All that you hear is the sound of your own voice.
Your own voice.
Echoing through the hallways.
Saying, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
But no one responds.
When you're home alone, you sit down on the couch. You start to put your hand down your pants. And then you say, "Aw, no, forget it." When you're home alone, you call out, "Ma, get me a drink." And then you stop and think, "My mom doesn't live here in L.A. 'cause I'm home alone."
Hey, buddy.
And that melts the time away. You can't spend your days putting your cats in diapers and treating them like they're children.
Cats in diapers.
Echoing
through the hall. Cats in diapers.
Cats in diapers. Hey, buddy.
And then you try to talk to them and they just meow at you. And so you put your hand back down your pants and then you say, "Oh, no, forget it." And then
when you're home alone, surrounded by everybody, can't get down the hall 'cause it's filled with people. Every room seems to be packed with people. Then I'll call out. My voice does not echo through the hall 'cause there's so many people at my house when I'm home alone. Oh, wait. Did you say home alone? I thought you said home around everyone at once.
No echo.
There's no one around.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
When you're home alone. Hey, that was nice.
That was lovely.
All right. Well, that's Nick. See you, Paul.
Nice to meet you, fellas.
Wow, he's really good at sound effects.
Yeah, that's what I said to him.
He's a good singer, too. He must be a musician.
Nick, you've got a lot to learn, my boy.
Do you think he knows Mike Cassidy?
Oh, yeah, wait. I know Mike Cassidy.
Yeah, of course. He wrote the Doughboys theme song.
Yeah.
Do you think that is... So he must know Mike... Wait, was that Paul Russ?
It was.
Oh, that's like, he's like a good friend of both of us.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, wow. But I acted like I was meeting him for the, I mean, in all fairness, he acted like he was meeting us for the first time too. So that was like, that was on,
you
I
know
think
what?
We all should be embarrassed.
Now that I realized that it was Paul, he made a joke about how he looks like the guy from I Love You, Vancouver.
That's, he made that joke because he stars in that movie.
He's in it.
He looks like the character he
portrayed.
What
the hell?
That's weird. I mean, that's funny. It's when you're the way you're talking. I don't know what the joke was that he told you, but the way you told it to me, it sounds pretty funny.
Recognized. He said he gets, I'm sorry. He says that sometimes people mistake him for Dennis Coverman, I believe his name is.
The character's name, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. I like that. I like that he said that. I like the way you're describing it to me.
Me too. Well,
you're back home here in Palmerston.
Irma is alive, as you made clear to point out.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's back to normal.
Yep, it sure is. Wait a minute. Weiger! What did you do to my room?
What do you mean, buddy?
There's a bunch of hentai posters on the wall. And minion bed sheets? What the hell happened here, Weiger?
Look, I made it my home for a little bit. You know I gotta have some hentai up there. I can't go a day without looking at some hentai. And yeah, the minion sheets, I can't sleep without my buddies here. Kevin and Stuart and Dave and the whole gang.
You also took out every form of entertainment. My TV's gone.
Yeah.
My iPod and my stereo. Why?
Right. I just wanted to spend some time with the old noodle. Spend a little time with the old brain.
Oh, my God.
Just think for a bit.
What the hell is this you're building in here?
You stay away from there.
What the fuck? This electronic.
This is this is something I'm calling Project Alpha. You get out of here. It's like a tribute to Gru, an IRL tribute to Gru.
An IRL tribute to Gru?
Yeah, you know, the kind of mischief he'd get up to.
Gru is the not fun one in the movie, isn't he?
I wouldn't say he's not fun. I'd say he's an essential component of it. I mean, who are the minions without Gru to play off of?
Every picture of my dad that I have up on my wall is replaced with Gru. What the fuck is your issue?
I just think Gru is something of a father to me, and maybe he could be something of a father to you.
God, you're a freak, but you know what? You had to do what you had to do. You know what? All that matters is that the Doughboys are reunited once again.
By the way, you should thank me for having some sheets that aren't just completely crusted on this bed for once. I don't know how you sleep on those things.
Ooh, I'm not sure if I'm going to be used to sleeping on non-crusted sheets, honestly.
It's like sleeping on a fruit roll-up.
Yep, all that matters is that the Doughboys are reunited once again. My sheets are clean, and our Patreon bucks are safe.
Hell yeah.
Oh, and one last thing, Nick.
You song, you're fired!
Good grief.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And a happy Hanukkah!
Doughboys Media.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! This is Come Santa wishing you and yours a very cummy Christmas. Ho, ho, ho!